Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosierland TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
Summer's here. Let's get to work. Whether you're hauling tools or bags of feed, tackling landscaping projects, or cleaning up around the property, TC Trailers has the trailer you need. Check out their lineup of quality steel dump trailers, utility trailers, and landscape trailers, built tough to handle the job. Stop by TC Trailers, just east of Frankfort, or visit tc-trailers.com. Get her dumped with a quality steel trailer from TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu. Shop local, buy local,
save big deals. Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. And best of all, they never expire.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, The Farmers Bank, Stoops Country Foods, Culligan, Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arbor Wood by Shoops, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Avery Home Store, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi.
And good morning. Welcome back to Party Line on this very warm, hot day. I shouldn't say warm. It's really hot, hot, hot. It's going to be a scorcher, folks. Be very careful looking around 92, 93 degrees. The heat index up to possibly 110 degrees today. So please stay hydrated and stay safe. Also want to remind you that the Frankfort Waterworks will have Wilshire Drive closed between Primrose Lane and Haven Avenue all day today. All that is closed. So just plan accordingly as you go out. And again, the heat, extreme heat warning remains in effect. It's going to go, it's been extended now to 8 p.m. tomorrow evening, July 3rd. That would be Friday, July 3rd, extended to 8 p.m. tomorrow evening. Dangerously hot conditions with peak heat index values between 105 and 110 today and tomorrow. And just make sure that, again, be safe. All right. In studio, Miss Hannah.
Hi.
How you doing, Hannah?
Good. How are you?
You know, doing well. It's hot.
It is really hot.
But maybe I was just telling you off the air. Maybe it's maybe this is good. You get the heat out of the way, and then the fair is going to be just nice. It'll be like 77 degrees that with a slight breeze.
That would be perfect.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah,
that would be awesome. I don't know if that can happen, but hey, well, we can hope and pray, right?
Yes.
Well, let's get right into it. You got all kinds of things going on. You're less than 2 weeks away from the fair.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's coming up fast. You know, on Tuesday we actually took our completion trip for our junior leaders to Kings Island. It was a hot one.
Oh, yeah.
But they had a great time. I was kind of surprised none of them brought their bathing suits and wanted to go to the water park. They all wanted to just ride the coasters, but yeah.
Wow. Now, see, I would have,
I was the opposite way. I was like, I want to spend my entire day there, but
yeah,
it was very packed.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm sure there was a lot of people in the water.
Yep.
But, well, maybe not so many on the coasters, but they have a lot of good coasters as well.
Yes.
So, but, but good. That was a lot of fun. And, you made it back, and then now you had the getting ready for fair. I know that the fair cleanup has been rescheduled. Is that the case?
Yep.
Because you're going to clean things up, get things ready to go.
Yep. So last night we had our fair cleanup scheduled, and with the heat indexed, and you know we started at, or we were supposed to start at 5:30, and that's hottest part of the day. And I've had a heat stroke before in the past, and I did not want to put any of the kids through that. And so we decided to reschedule, so we'll have it next Tuesday, starting at 5:30 again. We clean up the barns, clean up the fairgrounds, set up pins, all kinds of things.
Yeah, it's it really is a all hands on deck, right?
Yes.
To get all of that done.
Yep.
So that's going to take place. And you still got a little time to get all of that done. But so let's talk a little bit about the fair. Now, I think Clinton and Carroll County Fairs are the same time this year, right?
They are the same week.
Wow, isn't that kind of, that's a little nuts for you in the 4-H world.
Yep, it is. It especially seems how two of our educators in the Extension office, Amy and Karen, they are split dual counties. So they're both Clinton and Carroll. So they're running back and forth, helping Gretchen and I out. But you know, I remember when I was in 4-H, Carroll was always the year or the week after us.
Right.
And so we would be able to go and watch our friends' show and whatnot. But this year we overlap. But it'll be a great time.
Well, yeah.
Both fairs are going to be awesome. We're going to have a great time. And we're going to.
Well, one of the things that I always look forward to is the is that you have so many kids that have been in the program for a long time.
Yes.
So you got a lot of 10-year members.
Yep.
That's kind of the max, right?
Yeah.
When you get to 10-year, you just got to turn in the flag.
Yes.
You're done. But that's got to be quite an accomplishment. You're a 10-year 4-H member.
I am a 10-year 4-H member, yep. And this group is really special because my last year of 4-H was their first year of 4-H.
Oh, okay.
And I've had the opportunity to volunteer since I completed my 10 years, so I've actually got to watch them grow from their first year of 4-H all the way to their 10th.
Awesome. What are some things that people maybe listening that wouldn't recognize of some of the benefits that you've received as a 10-year 4-H member and what they have now that you've seen them kind of go through the program? What are some of those things that you've taken with you even in your adult life and your professional career?
Yeah, so starting out, when I was a third grader, I had an awesome 4-H educator to start out with, and then had a couple in between, and then finished my years with Karen. And, you know, those educators were very inspiring. And that's what made me want to go into education and be a 4-H educator as well. So, you know, responsibility, taking care of animals. Not all of our 4-H members show livestock, but they still have to plan, make a timeline for their projects. They have to figure out budgets of how much they want to spend on their projects. They have to learn.
Is all that submitted to, I mean, so they have a budget that they submit of how they handled, how they paid for this.
And yep.
Wow.
Yeah. So they have a record sheet, and on that record sheet, we ask them to tell us. I know not everybody spends or knows exactly how much they spend. We ask them to give us an approximation of how much they actually spend. So just kind of an idea to have them track their records of what they have accomplished for one throughout the year of with their 4-H project, but also keeping those records of how much they're spending, how much time it took, who help them, those types of things as well.
Yeah. And well, that's even teaching them some economics and how to budget and understand that, hey, if you're going to go into this for a business, you better know the cost. Count the cost.
Right, right. And a lot of kids, they see the cost of the input. They don't see their time cost.
Right.
So they will be like, oh, it only cost me $20 to make this project. But how long did it take you to make that? And what is your value of your work ethic that you put into that?
Yeah, the value of your hour, your time, your labor, really important. That's fantastic. How many 10-year members we have?
So we have 33 this year.
Really?
Yeah. We have 39 senior members, and out of that 39, 33 of them are 10-year.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they are 10-year in a variety of different aspects. I mean, livestock, sewing, cooking, variety of those things. Yeah. Well, at the fair, let's talk about the fair, the schedule. When does things kick off and how does it kick off?
Yep. So next week, Wednesday, we start with our sewing and fashion review, judging, consumer clothing. And then we have our public performance that night. So at 5:30 at the Frankfort Library in the theater, we will have our public fashion review. We also have live judging for our performing arts, our demonstrations and speeches as well. So it's a great time. We have a lot of excited kids for that. It's a great time to go and watch. We had a workshop last night for our sewing and consumer clothing members so they could come practice modeling. We sat down and asked them questions. We kind of did like a mock judging for them, and they were awesome. They were great. And, you know, a couple of them actually ended up adding some more projects onto their list because they're like, I've made this in the past, and could I do something in 4-H with it? And we're like, yep, we can. So we went, grabbed our rule book, and we went through it and showed them what they could put it under, and they added a couple projects last night.
Wow.
Yeah.
put more on the list.
Yes.
More on the list. So that starts next week.
Yep.
So all this prejudging is going on prior to the fair.
Yep. So Wednesday, that's our first day of judging. Thursday, it's kind of a more relaxed day. If you are unable to be at our July 10th, which is our big judging day with, you know, foods and farm toy scene, all of our building projects, you can drop off your projects. And if you have large ones, like we have some shooting sports projects that are super big, and or maybe you have multiple projects that you need to take 2 trips, you can bring them in that Thursday night and drop them off and go ahead and get them checked in. And then we have our mini members. They're going to bring their projects in that night to be judged. So,
oh, wow.
Yep. We get work.
And mini meaning the smaller type of projects.
Yep. So our mini 4-H'ers, they're kindergarten.
The little guys.
Yep. The kindergarten through second graders.
Okay.
Yep.
So not mini projects, but mini kids.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
And that's MINI, not MANY. So just to clarify. So when does the fair kick? So July 12th, is that the kickoff with the parade and all of that
for
the general public?
Yep, for the general public. But we also have our horse and pony show.
The harness racing is going on starting today, I think.
Yeah, today. I think they start at 10 today.
Yeah, they moved it up from later to because of the heat.
Yes,
starting at 10 a.m.
Yeah, and so we have our horse and pony. They start on Saturday, 8 a.m., it's usually an all-day thing. Our kids are out there showing off their horses.
Right, and that's on Saturday the 11th.
Yep, on the 11th. We have our 1/16 model tractor pull. That's at 3 p.m. in the entertainment tent. And then we also have our rabbit show that day starting at 9 a.m. in the livestock show arena.
Okay.
Yeah.
All that happens really before the fair kicks off officially. I mean, the fair is really going. Really, the fair is kind of going on now.
Yes.
you got all kind of things happening behind the scenes, but to the general public on the 12th. Mm-hmm. But you've got all this judging and everything goes on. So the parade is still scheduled to go.
Yep.
And
parade's still scheduled to go, still good to go, as long as, you know, the weather holds
out. Yeah, the weather holds out. We never know. We've had a few years where things have changed, but and they have been abbreviated parades because of the weather, incoming weather, or whatever the case may be. So. What can people expect this year at the fair?
A lot of good projects. I've had quite a few 4-H members show me pictures of what they've made or have brought it in to help, like, get feedback from our extension staff, and they're awesome. I think they're going above and beyond this year. They're doing great. I have a bunch of 4-H'ers that are excited to be mentors for our many 4-H'ers in the livestock portion. We're going to have some games going on during the fair. So down on the south end of the show arena, we're not going to put any livestock in there this year. Everything's going out in the new open-sided barns, still our swine barn, and then our poultry and rabbits. They'll be in their barn. So that end is going to be open. We're going to have some different activities, different games going on for the kids, so they can have a place to go, hang out, spend some time together, and make some memories.
Oh, that's fantastic. And then, of course, throughout the week, the 4-H'ers, their display is going to be there in the exhibit hall.
Yep.
And you can see pretty much everything. And you have the open class that's there. Because you have the adults that have been participating as well.
Yeah.
So it's just not about the little guys. It's,
nope.
You got everybody in the
open
class. Yeah,
we got the homemakers. They'll be in the Clinton Hall building. I know that there's been a few people that have brought in what they're going to be displaying for the open class, and it's pretty cool stuff. So if you are interested in participating in that, you go for it. It's a great time. It's awesome to see the community bringing in stuff, just our 4-H'ers.
What are two or three things that you look forward to in the fair personally? What are some things you're like, oh boy, this is, besides, you know, like the Rossville ice cream and all that good.
I mean, right.
all the food, but besides that.
So my favorite part of the fair is watching actually the kids unload their animals, because you get to see those kids in action firsthand with their animals, how they react with each other. It's that first big thing for those kids. Not all of our kids go to open shows or national shows for livestock, but when they come to the fair, the excitement that they have, the passion that they have for their animals, that's my favorite part.
Because you showed animals, right?
Yep,
I
did.
Sheep? Was it sheep? Or?
I did sheep a couple years, but cattle and pigs.
Cattle and pigs.
Yep, yeah. That was my big one.
And you can probably get a nice sense of just as those kids are unloading, how the personalities are clicking and how the animals react to the kid.
Yeah, and that was one of the funny things was that I always tell our 4-H'ers when we do a QLC class, which is our quality livestock care, is our animals, they bond with a person. They're just like a dog or a cat. They have their person and they bond with them. And when I was a mentor, my mini, the judge asked us to hand my steer off to the ring help. And I was like, that's not a good idea. And even my mini was like, yeah, we probably shouldn't do that. Franklin, he was a Spitfire. He had an attitude, but he loved Grayson and I, and we were his people. And we're like, that's not a good idea. Shouldn't hand him off. And he's like, no, it's okay. We're going to talk on the mic. Grayson's going to get some experience talking. We're going to let you talk. I'm like, okay. And not even 30 seconds after we handed him off, he was running out of the ring.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
So you knew the animal.
Yep.
Even your mini knew the animal.
Yep. My mini knew the animal. She knew him well. And we turned around and he was running back to the pens.
What do you tell people that say, you know, this thing is archaic. This thing is, you know, fairs have been going on and really, you know, we need to do something different. And now you got the animals. Let's leave the animals out of it. Why? What do you tell people that? Because, I mean, I don't know. What say you?
It's not fair if there's not animals there.
Yeah.
That's my whole thing. We've had, you know, COVID was a strange year that we couldn't have animals there the entire week. And
it was strange. I was out there and it was very weird.
Yep. It was like a ghost town. There was hardly anybody there. And besides the family members there to watch their kiddos show. But it was very strange. And I was not a fan of it. And if there isn't any animals at the fair, it's really not the fair. So.
I will always say, kudos to the fair board. I think, Jamie Blacker and that whole group that worked ACCS locally. The Chamber was part of, we sponsored the cameras.
Yep.
We still had a fair. Mm-hmm. It was virtual.
Yep.
But it was still a fair. But I would agree with you. I was out there several times and, you know, you're just walking in. You know, I mean, you're doing virtual stuff versus people there gathered and not being able to have the animals and that interaction. Mm-hmm. I think was the difference.
Yeah, and it's also a learning experience for the public too, because there's a lot of people that come to the fair and they've never seen a pig or a calf in real life. So that takes away from them too if we don't have our animals there and our 4-H'ers. And I tell them every year, you know, it's just like a dog. If you see a dog at the park, do you go up and just start petting it without asking permission?
Right. No. That's a bad idea.
Yep.
That's kind of like Franklin.
Yep. You know. Yep. The same thing with our livestock too. Like I said with Franklin, if somebody walked up to him and he didn't recognize them, he probably would be fidgety and it actually stresses out the animal. So to the public, we want them to understand that, yes, we want you to come and see our animals, but we want you to also respect our animals. Make sure that you're asking, you're not jumping in pens or running up to calves or, you know, yelling or screaming around these animals, because it can stress them out and it can actually be harmful to those animals.
Well, I think it's also a great educational time, the fair, to be able to, I mean, I've asked kids, you know, before, hey, so where did your milk come from? And Walmart.
Yep.
Where's your bacon come from? I don't know. My mom makes it. I mean, you know, but it's a great time for education during the fair to be able to really say, hey, this is where your life sustenance comes from.
Yeah, and, you know, during our QLC classes, I always tell our members, like, hey, educate the public. Like, if they are there and they want to ask questions, answer their questions.
Right.
And if you don't know the exact answer, find an adult, find me, a volunteer, whoever, and ask them. Because that's our job, to help educate.
And that's part of helping them grow and to become better communicators and being able to dialogue and conversate with the folks about something that they should know about.
Yeah, yeah. And it's great even for our building project. Members, they put in a lot of time and effort, and I could not tell you the first thing about putting together a circuit board, but I know that there are third graders that could talk over me with those, and they want to talk about them too.
Sure.
They're
passionate about, just like you were passionate about Franklin, they're passionate about their circuit board.
Yeah.
What are the exhibit building hours? Do we know that for so folks can know how to go see all these great
things?
Yeah,
so each day we're open from 3 to 9 p.m.
Okay.
Besides that last Saturday, that's when all of our projects are checked out. But we typically try to open it a little earlier during the days, especially with our grandparents or family members, aunt, uncles, cousins, whoever that are coming in to watch livestock shows too, if they have, you know, our cattle show, if it's done before 3 o'clock,
right?
Do they want to stick around before till 3, or, you know, or normally it's like 5 that we used to open it. So we added a couple hours just to make sure that our families are being able to see the exhibits. And I encourage the public, if you have never been to the 4-H fair and seen the projects in the building, to go visit them, because they're really awesome. And
There's a couple of popular things like the pig show, the cattle show.
Yep.
When are those, and sheep show? When are those, all those big ones?
Yeah, so the cattle show is on Tuesday this year at 10 a.m., I believe. I think it's 10. Yep. And then we have our sheep show. It's on Tuesday as well. It starts at 5 p.m.
And that's the 14th.
Yep, that's the 14th. And then on the 15th, we have our swine show starting at 8, and then our meat goat show that starts at 5 p.m. And then we have dairy goats on Thursday at 8 a.m. And then we round out with our shows with our livestock shows with Supreme Showmanship that Thursday at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
So,
and then the auction's Friday?
Yep. Auction is Friday night. So we will have, we're doing things a little different this year. So we'll have we're going to do a silent foods auction. So, we're going to have the kids that are signing up for that. They'll have their products there, and we'll have a silent auction sheet that you can sign up for and bid on some of those awesome tasty projects that our 4-H members make. Yeah. And then we have our livestock auction as well.
Cookies, cakes, and pies.
Yep.
Can't go wrong with that.
They're very tasty.
All right, Hannah, how does folks get a hold of you if they have any questions or they want a fair schedule or they want to know more about what's going on with the fair or anything about 4-H? Because, and it's never too late to get involved in 4-H because maybe this will whet an appetite for people to say, I need my kid or my grandkid to get involved in this next year. Mm-hmm. How do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so they can call us at the extension office, 765-659-6380. They can stop by at any time. Or, you know, we have our Facebook page that in our Clinton County, Indiana 4-H, they can go and follow, and we keep that updated pretty well. So we want to make sure that anybody that has questions, we're answering them. And this time is really busy. So if you have questions about 4-H, send us an email, call us, leave a voicemail. If we don't answer, we will get back to you about that.
I know you will. I know you will. Yeah. Well, Hannah, it's great. It's really, you know, as we're celebrating 250 years this weekend, this is what it's all about.
Yes.
You know, the fair, county fairs, your livestock, the 4-H, just all Americana. And we greatly appreciate you being, you're doing the Lord's work. Keep it up. Yeah. You're doing a great job. Appreciate it. Hannah Daniels joining us today from Purdue Extension, the Clinton County Youth Educator. Also, Carroll County is going on at the same time. So Clinton and Carroll County's got the same week of the fair. All that's happening. Make sure you get out there. July 12th. It all kicks off on the 12th, but and goes throughout the entire week until, is there a derby or anything going on too?
I believe so. Yeah. There's a couple derbies.
I know you're
in there.
That's a different department for you, but anyway. All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for me on this edition of Party Line. I want to remind everyone, stay cool, stay hydrated. The 4th of July is coming up this Saturday. 250 years of this great American experiment. Amazing that we have lasted. When you think about constitutions that average 17 years, there is a revolution. Now, think about this. Almost every 30 years in so many other countries, 193 countries, but for whatever reason, the providence and God's hand has been on this country for 250 years. I pray we can keep it, as Dr. Benjamin Franklin shared with that lady outside Independence Hall. I pray we can keep it, and we can if we can stay together. Don't let crazy things divide us, race and all the other things that are that out there. Don't let media divide us, and I'm part of the media. Don't let us divide you. We should be standing together, and we should be celebrating this Saturday our great freedom and our great liberty under our great God. And by the way, our great God is Jehovah. Jehovah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And if you want to disagree with me on that, that is great, because this is America. But the hand of providence came from that God and that God alone. Hey, until next time, we'll talk to you next week. God bless you. God bless America. And be courageous, but always be obedient. We'll talk soon.